Hey everyone, you know what day it is. It's Monday, which means it's time for Get to Know Night, the weekly show where you ask me questions and I answer them to the best of my ability. This is the last Monday of January, which means next week a new show starts. There'll be a revolving door on the Monday shows. Get to Know Night will be in the rotation, but you'll see some new ones. So I hope you guys enjoy it next week. Let's see, the first question is from Anonymous that says, I know you really don't like clothes and sleep in the nude. This is true. But when you're around the house and walking around or sitting in a chair or something or making audios, are you in the nude? I'm sorry, I'm just curious. No, I'm not really in the nude all the time. I like to sleep, yeah, but like if I'm like going about my day, I usually wear clothes or at least pants. Let's see. All right. Anonymous says, when's the last time you had a good cry? You don't have to tell me. Wait, you don't have to tell me what you cried about when you did. Oh. I mean, the last time I cried was watching Soul. That movie makes me cry every time. Oh my God. I think any Pixar movie makes me cry. I think the last time I really cried genuinely was a movie. Because, oh man, movies just always get me. Always, always, always get me. Anonymous asks, what time do you usually go to bed and get up since you quit your job? And what time did you go to bed when you went to school? All right, so when I went to school, I think when you say went to school, I think you mean like middle school, high school. I was probably going to bed like 11 midnight in high school, maybe like closer to 1 sometimes. And then for middle school, probably going to bed like 11 or 10-ish, maybe. Probably 11. 11 was probably my bedtime. And then now with work, I'm probably going to bed like 2 and waking up at like 10, 11-ish. That's kind of the deal. Yeah, I mean, my sleep has never been great. I've never had a great sleeping pattern. I want to get a better one at some point. let's see. Cass asks, "Hey, Kay, could you if you can turn yourself into an animal for a day, what would you pick?" Okay, you'd have built-in immunity to predation if you were a wild animal. Animal for a day would be a really cool animal to be for a day. My initial reaction's like an eagle or something, just something that flies. Because I think the sensation of flying sounds really awesome, and to be able to do that for a full day sounds amazing. Or something that swims, like a whale or something. Or maybe a shark. I think a shark would be cool, like a great white. Ooh. Yeah, one of the two. So like either a bird or a shark. Marie asks, what mic do you use? And do you have any advice for someone who wants to buy something good but at a good price too? Thank you, Kay. So I'm currently using a Blue Snowball. I've been using Snowballs for a really long time and I really love them. I'm also have a Yeti, which is the other mic. So I have Snowballs and Yetis. That's been kind of the family of mics I've been using for a while. I don't really love the cheaper Snowballs. I think their mic quality is a little tinny. I think the Yeti has pretty good fidelity. I mean, the thing is bang for your buck. You probably want like a Sennheiser or something crazy. But those are expensive. So I would say if you want something that's like plug and play, the Snowballs are really good and they're super easy and you can get decent sound from not the cheap tier but like the higher one. But if you want to spend some money, I think like look into like Sennheiser or something like or Rode. Rode has good mics. Rode mics are really good. They're cheap but like pretty good. But it also depends on if you're using a mixer and other stuff. So there's a lot of sound design, sound talk happening. But long story short is if you're using a computer, look at like a best plug and plays for my money is probably Blue Yetis or no Snowballs or Yetis basically. Or if you're using a mixer, look at Rode, and if money's no option, look at Sennheiser. So I hope that helps. Okay, let me see. Anonymous, hair or no hair down there? It depends. Both, either or. Let's see. Let's see. When was the last time you were drunk for sure? I don't mean a little buzz. I mean drunk, drunk. Oh man, it would probably be long before COVID. Yeah, it has to be long before COVID. I honestly can't remember the last time. which is yeah, which means it's been a while. It's been at least over a year. Anonymous, what did you do for your college graduation celebration? I didn't have one. I never really celebrated graduating college. I mean, I probably should have, but I never really like did a real celebration. Just never something I did. Yeah. Let's see. Eleonora, I think I'm pronouncing that right. Asked, "Hi, Knight. First of all, I love you. Thank you. Second, here's my question. I always wondered if the characters you portray in your BFE videos is a reflection of you, IRL, or more of an exaggeration for the sake of creating the type of content people want to see." I don't think it's an exaggeration. If you ask my significant other, she would probably say that my audios are pretty true to form to who I am. Like almost like 99%, I would say. So, I mean, yeah, I believe it's a pretty fair reflection. Let's see. Anonymous said, "What do you do part two to your bar seduction?" Maybe. I recorded that so long ago. I don't know. It's hard to do like direct follow-ups. I hate doing direct follow-ups to audios. I love doing indirect follow-ups. I love doing things where people could be like, this maybe follows after this. I love that. I love when people find two disparate audios and make connections between them. I think that's much more interesting to me than doing direct sequels and direct series. I don't know. There's just something I think it's much cooler when people be like, "Oh, this pregnancy video ties in with this one," and there's like, "There's a link here," and I'm like, "Oh, cool, there is." I love that. So I don't know if I'll do direct follow-up, but maybe. You never know. You never know with me. let us see. Okay, let's see. Anonymous asked, "Would you do an audio for an arranged marriage?" That's a hard one. I don't think I could. Yeah, I don't know how. I don't know how to portray that. I don't know. I would have to be more informed about arranged marriages to like make an audio about it. Yeah, I don't know. That might be something that might be out of my wheelhouse. Sadly. Anonymous says, "If someone sends you a message, will you reply faster through social media or Patreon?" Well, there's only one way to get to me now, and that's through Patreon. So if you need me for anything, you can come message me on Patreon, or if it's like a work thing, you can I have like a work email if you have like a business inquiry. Which I don't even know what your business inquiry would be, but if you do have one, there's an email for that. It's on my YouTube. Anonymous says, "In how many years do you want to be married or have kids, maybe?" I think it'd be cool to have kids in the next 5 years. And married in about the same amount of time, I would say. Yeah. Have you ever gone skinny dipping? No, I have not. Anonymous says, "Can you unhook a bra with one hand?" Yes, easily. I don't I've I think this is it's like a skill every man eventually develops. It's like, you can just do it with one hand. Yeah. Anonymous says, "How do you make the sounds like you're going down on a female? I assume you're using your hand or something. And are you good with your mouth and tongue?" I think I'm quite good with my mouth and tongue. I won't give away how I make the sound though. That'll be a secret forever. But yeah, I think I'm pretty good with my mouth and tongue. I think that's something I can do well. Let's see. Malu, I think, says, "Do you have any secret or funny talents?" Secret talents, funny talents. I don't know. I don't know if I do have any like secret talents. Maybe this is a secret talent. There's this thing I can do with my hands where you like put your hands together and then you like flip one of the hands and like you have a finger that sticks out in between them and it looks like the finger's going both between both hands. If someone was like, "What's your secret talent?" I would just do that, be like, "This is my talent," because I don't know if I have any others. But yeah, that would be it, I guess. Anoa says, "Do you smoke still? I know you said you did when you were under stress." I did. I used to smoke when I was under stress a long time ago. Smoking for me was always a stress response. But I don't anymore. I've quit. I'm cigarette free, which is really nice because smoking is bad for you and you shouldn't smoke. So, I'm happy to be cigarette free. But with that, I think we're gonna end it for today. So next week things will be a little bit different next week Monday, but I hope you guys enjoy it, and I will see you sometime in the middle of February for the next Get to Know Night. Bye, everyone.